You're on, brother. You're last.
All right, we want to praise the Lord on this April the 2nd, Lord's Day Sunday morning, Passover. This is Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
Jesus, the last week of his life, we're right in coinciding with 2,023 years ago, Palm Sunday. Jesus was already knowing that he was going to die and was setting some things in order, and we'll be preaching along those lines today. Our Sunday school lesson also will go along with those lines today, and we do want to get right in that. We're in Exodus chapter 12, and we got a letter here from Brother Lee Watts, and he's talking about what took place at the Capitol this week, and he said they had a bill that protect children from mutilation surgeries, transgender type surgeries and transgender type hormone drugs and stuff. And he said it at the Capitol, he said the transgender crowd showed up and had someone literally dressed as a satanic priest. He said literally dressed as a devil. And I got a picture of him here standing behind Brother Lee here. I'll see if I can get that. See if you can see this on there, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Oh yeah.
And he said, I've always prayed for the devil to get behind me. And he said, there he was, right behind me. And anyway, we love Brother Lee, doing a great work. And he's on the front line. And thank God for men like Brother Lee. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's not for the faint-hearted. I mean, he's right up there with the devil right behind him. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. We're going to have communion service also today, and I'm just excited about today all the way around. Amen. Exodus chapter number 12. This is the 10th contest and the judgment also upon Pharaoh. And I'll just tell you, Pharaoh is going to realize in this chapter that God is God. Now, Pharaoh's always thought of himself as a god, and in some degree, he is. I mean, when Israel, when they were confronted in John chapter 19, verse 14, when Pilate said, "Behold your king," verse 15, when they said, "We have no king but Caesar," well, that's kind of what this is. This is a worldly king, Pharaoh. That was the final rejection of Jesus. There in John 19:15, when they said we have no king but Caesar, they rejected their heavenly king and accepted an earthly king. Well, Pharaoh is an earthly king, and he's done pretty good till the real king shows up. Amen.
Amen.
But we want to go to the Lord in prayer here real quick. Father, we love you this morning. Such a blessed honor to be in your house, Lord, on this Psalm. On this Palm Sunday, Lord, just anticipating the events of this week.
Yeah.
Knowing full well, Lord, you could come this week. Lord, have me excited.
Yeah.
Even driving up here, Lord, I've about had my fill of the wickedness.
Yes.
I've had my fill of the suffering. Had my fill of the deaths. I've had my fill, Lord, of the sorrows. And I'm so looking forward to going to heaven. So looking forward to entering into the joys of the Lord. Lord, we know, Lord, that you could very well come. All the signs are pointing to your coming. Lord, there's nothing left to be done. And Lord, I would to God, like John, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly.
Yeah.
Father, I pray for all of those, Lord, that's lost loved ones this week, Sister Vonnie. Bless our heart with us here this morning.
Yes.
Lord, we know, Lord, you're the God of all comfort. Lord, you come to us, Lord, in our sorrows, and you carry us and comfort us and help us, Lord, to keep going. And Lord, you said, "I will not leave you comfortless." You said, "I will come to you," John 14:18. Mm-hmm. Thank God you do come to us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Lord, we've got you through all of life's sorrows, Lord. Very present help in our troubles. I pray for Bonnie. I pray for Deanna. Pray for their families, Lord, to help them. I pray for Paul and for Mark and Kay. Her mother passed away, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you helped Kay in that matter. She was worried, Lord, that she was going to have to make a decision. And Lord, you took her mother on home. And Lord, you always do that which is right. And we pray, Lord, that you would help Kay in the coming days, Lord, as she sets the funeral arrangements together. Lord, as she has to, Lord, to settle this state, be with Sister Kay. Lord, we got a lot of people still sick. We got a lot of people still struggling. Lord, Sister Joanne, bless her heart. She'd be here, Lord, even right now, Lord, if she could be here. We love Sister Joanne. We pray for her, Lord. And Father, we thank you for those online, Lord, that watch, Lord. We pray for them. Pray for these that are here and those that are listening to this online. And we thank you for the privilege to be able to go beyond the four walls of this little church.
Yes.
And Lord, to carry the Word of God out, Lord, to the places that others, Lord, want to hear it and want the Word of God. We're thankful, Lord, to be able to provide that. Thank you that you gave the Word, and Lord, you commanded us to teach and to preach the Word of God, precept upon precept, and line upon line, here a little and there a little, what thus saith the Word of God. Amen. Bless this lesson this morning. Help us to draw nigh to you. Lord, may you draw nigh to us. In Christ's name we pray. Lord, I want to pray also for those in Arkansas, Lord, 21. Yes. Lord, were called out this week. And the week before, Lord, 26 called out. And got another one coming this coming week, Lord. And it's headed straight for Kentucky. I'm glad I'm good to go. I'm glad, Lord, that no matter what, Lord, we're a citizen of heaven. But I pray for those, Lord, I hope they were ready. And Lord, if they weren't, I pray for those left behind that, Lord, they'll get ready. And Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would comfort them and help them to rebuild and help them, Lord, I pray, to Lord, to get things back together and going, we pray. Sweet Jesus, I ask these things, Father. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And that's the month of April. This is April the 2nd that we're here today. And this is significant because of the Passover. And the Lord says, speak ye unto all the congregation. Now this morning, all the congregation is four people. It's me, Donnie, Bonnie, and Brother Ed, and a lot of people online. But you know, we'd like to see this place filled.
Yes.
And I know God will fill it.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us in Psalms 127 verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it labor in vain. We could fill it.
Right.
It wouldn't stay filled. Me and Brother Ed know how to fill it. All we got to do is say we're going to have cookout next Sunday and fill this place up, but it won't keep coming.
Right.
But if the Lord fills this house, he says, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Now this is the beginning of the Passover institution.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a lot in this that still parallels our day. We'll get to that here in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But it's starting right here. The Passover is being instituted right here. And he said here, if the household be too little for the lamb, reminds me of Landmark Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Just a little work. A little household.
Mm-hmm.
Let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall you make your account for the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're a lamb. I'm glad I got a lamb. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
John Baptist said, behold, the lamb. God takes away the sin of the world. I got a lamb, glory to God.
Yes.
Your lamb shall be without blemish. And mine is, praise God. He is without spot, without blemish. Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible things, of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb of God, which was without spot, without blemish. That was a pretty good report Peter gave there.
That's right.
He said, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Now, we're talking about the institution of the Passover. Yeah. Notice here, they're supposed to kill this lamb in the evening. I believe that Jesus was put to death Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday evening, and he was in the grave 3 days, rose on the first day of the week, Sunday morning, and then, you know, everybody's got their own opinion, but I'm going to go with mine. Too much scripture said on the third day he arose.
Right.
This is the third day since he put to death. There's too much scripture. And they strain that, swallow camels.
Yeah.
Verse 7, they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the house is where they shall eat it. Now, I don't have a doorway right here. I got a window. But they basically put blood there.
Right.
Blood there. Blood there. Pictured the cross right here in this first institution of the Passover. They didn't just say put some door on the doorpost or put some blood on the doorpost. They said strike it on the two side posts and on the upper post. Picturing the cross right here in verse number 7.
Amen.
They shall eat the flesh in that night.
Yeah.
We're going to be taking the Lord's Supper here today. And Jesus said, take ye and eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. He was put to death for us.
Yes, he was.
I think it's 2 Corinthians, I believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 32. That communion service there, Paul reflecting back on what the Lord had instituted. And he said, the Lord said, this do in remembrance of me. That bread pictures his body. And that blood pictures that juice, the grape juice, which we use. Catholics, they take wine. We'll take the grape juice any day of the week. Fruit of the vine. But, you know what? I drunk my share of wine. I think the first time I ever got drunk was on wine. I'm not drinking wine no more, but I will drink the grape juice. Amen. And he says here, they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast it with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Now they're partaking, or they're going to be partaking of the Passover. This is just the institution of it.
Yeah.
Verse 9, eat not of it raw, nor sodden it all with water. God's instituting this.
Right.
But roast with fire his head, with his legs, with the pertinence thereof. Let nothing of it remain until the morning, but that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. Thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Now, in verse number 10, mentions about this lamb is to be roasted with fire. Well, 9 and 10. And the remainder, he said, you shall burn with fire. And the reason for that is found in your Bible, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. Paul talked about he that ascended, first descended to the lower parts of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now he that ascended, what is it? But he that also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. And you can go a little further than that. Go to Psalms chapter 16, verse number 10. What I'm getting at is Jesus went to hell for you.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
That's the key.
Psalms chapter 16, verse number 10. Man, I must have wrote the wrong verse down. Let me look over here. That's Psalm 16. It must be in the wrong place here. Oh, I'm in Job, no wonder. Job ain't Psalms, Eddie. No wonder. Let's go to Psalm 16. Psalm 16, verse 10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Now go to Acts chapter number 2. The only way you can do this is comparing Scripture with Scripture, spiritual with spiritual. Acts chapter 2, Peter makes a reference to this. And Peter says, we'll start there in verse 27. Peter says, let's start verse 25, because everybody doesn't have the knowledge I'm giving out this morning. David speaketh concerning him, talking about Jesus. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Peter's going to explain what he just said. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. It's a key verse, verse 30. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, that he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. You know, that Passover was to be burnt with fire. Ours was burnt with fire.
Yeah.
Like Brother Ed said, he come out with the keys, amen? Yeah. Death and hell.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But Jesus went to hell for us.
Yes, he did.
Just to give us heaven, amen. What a Savior, glory.
Hey.
Verse 12, the Lord says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. You know, it's been kind of playtime up to now. People today, they're kind of at ease in Zion.
Yeah.
Kind of relax. You know, when a tornado does show up, I remember when those twin tires fell for just a minute, it woke America up, and people got to thinking about eternity and head, traffic jams, people trying to get to church, trying to get to the house of God.
Yeah.
They thought it was high time. But here, he said, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. That puts some urgency upon this matter.
That's right.
You know, Jonah, when he said, yet 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown, that put a little bit of urgency upon it. But it didn't take them long to act. I'm still praying America do a Nineveh repentance from the greatest to the least. I heard one of our political leaders the other day. I couldn't believe my ears. He said, America needs to repent like Nineveh did. He said, we need to return to God.
Yeah.
He said, we're so far from God we can't even realize our condition. I couldn't believe a politician spoke those great truths. But this urgency, God said, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. Now you're talking about making some trembling, buddy. It wasn't like it's going to be next year, next month. He said this night.
That man he's talking about, he probably ain't a politician.
Yeah, he is.
They probably fired him right away.
He's one of the senators.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he had some blast about him. Yeah, I appreciate that. Right. I mean, standing in front of the camera, he said, America needs to do a Nineveh repentance. They need to return to God. I said, hallelujah.
We are supposed to have freedom of speech.
Yeah, you're right about supposed to have.
Yeah, right.
Depending on who you are.
Yeah,
supposed everyone. To have.
They censor me all, censor Brother Ed all the time.
Oh, yeah.
God says, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And the Lord's going to come Bible says the day of the Lord will come, and he will not tarry. On the calendar of God already, he's got a time appointed. He's coming. Fish today, hallelujah.
Says that he'll come as a thief in the night.
Yeah. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10.
Yep.
Lord comes as a thief in the night.
Yep.
He's coming.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all, little g, the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The Lord doesn't have to take a vote. He doesn't have to get the polls. See if it's going to be okay. He said, I am the Lord.
You know, that statement she just made there, and Brother Eddie, you just made about him coming as a thief in the night. I meditated on that a long, long time, several years. And I just wonder if, when he gets ready to come back, if the skies ain't going to go black like it's night.
Me and Donnie seen somebody yesterday, didn't we, Donnie?
Amen, brother.
I don't really believe it will be at nighttime. Although
it was darkness in daytime there in Egypt, brother. It might be right there, yeah.
Yes, when he hung on the cross, remember?
Yeah, darkness there too.
Yeah. And I ponder on that sometimes, and I just wonder, because it says the only ones that will see him when he does come back will be us. Okay.
No.
They're out here in the world.
You're all right. They are going to see him when he comes, but that's in the tribulation. We're going to come with him. Every eye is going to see him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to come several times.
I'm talking about the first time.
Yeah. First time, buddy.
For the people.
I mean, we're going to be
his bride.
Was not. God was not. God took him. God's going to take us.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to him taking me. Amen. I can't get myself there. Never flown in my life, but I'm ready for that heavenly flight right now, buddy. Done got my ticket stamped. Done got my sin done. The blood. I'm good to go.
Right.
When he shows up, I'm leaving out. Amen. I ain't looking back. I ain't going to be Lot's wife. I'm telling you, buddy, I'm going to keep my eyes up at things above. Amen. But he said, and it's good, Brother Ed, me and Donnie was down yesterday, and I said, look out, China, just a big darkness right there in the middle of this field. And I mean, it was dark, wasn't it, Donnie?
Amen.
And I thought, what the heck? I thought it was a big bird flying over, but anyway, it's just one spot out there, just dark as all get out.
Wow.
And you know, we finally got to it and drove through it, but I thought that was kind of strange, that darkness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But God, he made darkness here in Egypt, just think the last chapter. A darkness could be felt, but it might be right. It could be bright daylight. Lord, just like at the cross, at Calvary, caused the darkness. He could do it.
Yes.
I'll let him take that. Verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. You know, I looked at some of that devastation down in Arkansas. I saw some of that this morning as I was preparing the messages for today. And even brick homes, Sharon, scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
Brick didn't stop it.
No.
And, you know, I'm glad that God does make a difference. I know he calls it to rain on just, on unjust. I know he's going to get us through no matter what comes our way. I understand all that. But I am glad that you know, we have an eternal home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that, praise God, we got eternal life through our Passover, our Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We don't know what a day is going to bring. I'm just already anticipating this next coming week. It done blew. Me and Donnie left yesterday. There was a few singers around my house. We come back and there's all laying everywhere. Blow them everywhere. Just don't know. But God here, he says something profound right here. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
And I'm glad I've had the blood applied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that Passover lamb I accepted by faith.
Yeah.
The blood of his son Jesus cleansed me from all sin. And I'm not only accepted in the beloved, but God the Father, he's my Father. I call him Father. And the thing that done it was the blood. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And Cain, he come up with his little old offering. I don't know if it's a turnip or not. But I've heard people say you can't get blood out of a turnip.
Yeah.
And that may have been where that proceeded from.
Yeah.
But Abel brought a firstling of his flock. God saw that blood. He accepted that offering of Abel.
Yeah.
And he rejected the offering of Cain. We got so many Cains down here, even today, that are going to try to impress God with their good works, with all the things, you know, all the accolades that they've done. Well, I have this and I have that. I'll just tell you right now, you better have the blood applied.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, it's a favorable thing for all the hands of the living God. God said, when I see the blood, Brother Edwards went so far that they took the blood out of the song books in a lot of churches.
Lord, yeah.
My pastor done a revival. He's a very, very learned man, my pastor is. He done a revival. He got asked to do a revival in a church, Brother Donnie. And I was there.
Mm-hmm.
He had been wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Bonnie, he requested three songs about the blood.
Yeah.
They had to go back in the back of the church, come out with faces as red as them curtains over them windows, and get the song books out to be able to sing those three songs. We have revival in that church. But you see, without that blood, there can never be a revival. There's nothing to be there's nothing to be rejoicing over.
Right.
There's nothing to have revival about.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I have revival when I remember that He shed His blood for me.
Yes.
I have revival that when I remember that He purchased the church with His own blood.
Mm-hmm.
I have revival that I remember when I remember that He washed me from my sins with His blood.
Yeah.
And without the blood, you can't have revival.
Right, right.
And that church was right there in Glasgow, Kentucky.
Wow.
I could name it.
Mm.
I don't think it'd be nice to, but I could name it.
Yeah.
No.
And I'll tell you, it was a shame. I hadn't been saved very long. I've grown quite a bit since then, but He was ready for that hour. For such a time as that, He said, I'd like to request we sing three songs about the blood. And like I said, they had to go back in the back of the church and dig the song books out to sing those three songs. God here makes no, you know, He's not mentioning His words here. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Right.
And the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. I want you to know it. This plague was conditional. If you put the blood on there, you're good to go. If you didn't have the blood, buddy, you're subject to this plague.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm glad, praise God, my sins are in the blood. I'm glad that He removed my sins as far as the east is from the west. Never no member no more against me. Cast them in the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. Verse 14, it says, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast, listen to this, to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance. How long?
Forever.
You see, Jesus instituted that communion there, and He said, this do in remembrance of me. As often as you do it, you do show the Lord's coming till He comes. And He said, this do in remembrance of me. It's an ordinance. He said, you shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. See, the Lord's already committing to Calvary even right here. He committed even more in Genesis chapter 3, but He's committing even here about the Passover.
You know, there's a church up in Indiana up there. I watch it here online all the time. Any of me comes here on Wednesday night and Brother Eddie teaches a class there. And then when I go home, I click over to that church there. It's called South Lake Christian Church in Crown Point, Indiana. They do communion every Sunday.
Yeah.
Every Sunday.
A lot of churches do it on the first Sunday of every month.
They do it every Sunday.
Now Jesus said, as oft as you do this, you do show the Lord's coming, the Lord's return till He comes. Let's just read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's read that real quick. It's one and the same right here. And the Lord says here, and when he had given thanks, well, let's go on up here a little bit. Verse 23, Paul says to the church of Corinth, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, thank God for Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. In verse 26, for as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. It's a thing that we don't never want to forget. It's a thing we do to remember the price that was paid for our redemption, this communion. Like I said, we're going to have communion even today. And the Lord's the one that instituted it. He said it's an ordinance forever.
Right.
And I do know this.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes it's it loses its meaning when you overdo something.
Yeah.
And there's no end to how many times you can do it.
No.
There's no more, no less. But the Lord said, as oft as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. And the Lord instituted it right here, really. He said it's an ordinance forever. He said 7 days. Now this is Israel here. 7 days shall eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. I don't have that curse. That curse was upon Israel.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord took all the ordinances. Let me read that. It'd be a good thing. Read it right now. Colossians. Well, I had a lot against me.
Yeah, me too. Oh my goodness.
But he took.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm looking where he nailed him to his cross.
That's why his cross was
over. Here we go. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Blot out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. See, that was a curse put upon Israel.
Yeah.
And he had trouble with Israel. They'd go anyway but God's way. And he's had a little bit of trouble out of me, but I thank God for the chase the hand of God. I'll tell you right now, I've been straightened out more than once.
That's right.
Blot out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities. The devil is one of them, principality there.
Yeah.
And powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
Amen.
And the Lord, he conquered death, hell, and the grave at Calvary, and gave us victory, and we're overcomers through him.
Yeah.
And praise God, I'm glad I am an overcomer, glory. But they had to do this. This is to Israel. He said, whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. He said, and in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them. Notice this. I never did like to work on Sunday. And the place I worked at didn't have the same regard that I did. I had to work a lot of Sundays. It says here, no manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, only that must be done of you. In other words, you know, if you had to work, you could. I don't know if you're getting this or not. But no work shall be done in those days. He said, save that which every man must eat, only that may be done of you. I thank God putting that little exception in there. Verse 17, and ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. On the first month, talking about April, on the 14th day of the month, at eve ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at eve. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. And Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. Now he gets in great detail right here. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that's in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that's in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until morning. I'm glad I'm behind the door.
Amen.
When the devil knocks on my door, Jesus answers. Amen.
Amen.
And he said here, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door. And I'm glad he passes over my door. I remember I was watching Channel 13 News one time. I never will forget this. And this black lady, she went and opened up her door, and when she did, Rita, there was a tornado right there in front of her door. And she said, Lord Jesus, save me. And her house was spared. I don't know where the tornado went, but I mean, she didn't think about what she was going to say. She opened that door, and you can see, I mean, I don't know how they filmed this, but somebody was behind her, and she opened that door, and a tornado was right in front of her door, and she said, Lord Jesus, save me. And the tornado went somewhere else. She was spared. She couldn't even have lived to have given the report and the video that they made, but if she hadn't have survived. But I'm glad Jesus will make that deliverance. Hallelujah. He's the Lord God that saveth us. But it said, the Lord will smite through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood on the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. You know what? Jesus, in John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, the thief cometh but to kill and to destroy. I'm come they might have life, have it more abundantly. That life's in Jesus. I'm telling the devil, let's get permission. Anything concerning me, beforehand I was open season. But now, praise God, I'm glad the Lord won't let him. He'd like to have me. Jesus told Peter, Simon, Satan has desired to have you. You may sift you as wheat, but I pray for you, boy. But I'm glad the Lord makes this difference here. He said, I will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. We need to pass this torch down. It's good for us to know it. But our children need to know it. Our children being bombarded in our schools right now. And thank God we've got some good people in our government. I've been listening to some of them. One of them's a black lady last night. I have to admit, I shouted all over the place. I don't remember her name. I never heard her name before last night. But they gave some speeches that she'd made. But I mean, she keeps her powder dry. She ain't shooting blanks. And she's a handful for these liberals and these civil rights leaders. They can't do nothing with her. Thank God for her. Boy. She spoke with great authority. And she knew the Constitution, she knew the law, and she knew the problem that's plaguing America. He said, verse 24, you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when you be come to the land, they're on their way to the promised land,
right,
which the Lord will give you, and he's going to give me place in the promised land, according as he hath promised, and ye shall keep this service. Oh my, it's good to have service here. I'm looking forward to one up there. The first thing I'm going to do is sit at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yeah, that's right.
Then praise God, I'm going to sing the songs of God. Then I'm going to worship Him firsthand. I do down here in spirit and truth, but up there I'm going to worship Him personally. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? You know, you need to take time for your children. They need to know.
Yeah.
Pass it along. That you shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when He smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed their head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did. I can't believe it. They's doers, not hearers only.
Yeah.
They went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. They did what was told. And it's a good thing they did, or they wouldn't have had no continuing story here.
Right.
And it came to pass, this was it, midnight cry. A lot of people have wrote songs about the midnight cry. And it's amazing that God gave them that whole day. He gave them all the way to midnight to think about eternity, what they needed to do. Those maybe that were mindful of what was coming may have done something about it. I don't know. But it said it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead.
Right.
Woo, thank God for the Passover.
Yeah.
Let me
see it. He called for Moses and Aaron by night. He didn't wait till the morning, Brother Ed. He didn't say tomorrow this time. He said, rise up, get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks, your herds, and as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. The blessing time's over, it's judgment.
Right.
Verse 33, then the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land. Here's why. Send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. They wanted Israel out.
Yeah.
Times of negotiations over.
Yeah, that's right.
No more treaties, no more extensions. I'm telling you, buddy, with haste. And the people took their dough, for it was leavened, their kneading cloths being bound up into clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. We're going to leave out with great spoil. When I leave out, all my debts going to be took care of. I don't know how. I know one thing, I ain't going to have to worry about it no more. Glory to God. Here they left out with the riches of Egypt. And I want you to know, the Egyptians, it may have took them a little while, but they wasn't happy about it. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses. Now, we've got enough archaeological evidence down here about the city of Ramses, and I do believe that Israel built it. But anyway, the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, and about 600,000 on foot that were men, besides children, and it's a big red flag right here, in a mixed multitude went up also with them. That's a big problem right there. I mean, I'm kind of happy they got out, but I ain't happy for the problems they caused. That's why, you know, our country says, united we stand, divided we fall. Well, this here's some of that problem right here. Right now in America, I may stop on this verse, we got constitutional rights We've got civil rights, and we've got what they call trans rights or diversity rights, and we've got the ACLU. ACLU ain't on my side. The American Civil Liberties Union, that ain't on my side.
No.
If the Constitution don't cover it, it ain't right. I'll just tell you right now, everybody don't like it. They can put that in a pipe and smoke it.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, the Constitution covers it all. This mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds and very much cattle, and they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry. Neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now the sojourner of Israel, a sojourner of the children of Israel, who dwelt in Egypt, was 430 years. God mentioned that to Abraham in Genesis 15, verse 13. He also mentioned Genesis 15, 14, that they come out with great wealth. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the self-same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. I'll stop right there. I actually went long and I meant to go, but we'll start back up at verse number 42. This is kind of exciting because it's coinciding with the week that we're in right now.
Right.
And we're amazed to be, I guess, in the month of April, and our Sunday school lesson, even our preaching today, will be about the events here mentioned in the Sunday school lesson. Father, we thank you for the lesson this morning. Ask your blessings upon it, Lord. I pray it would get to where it's needed. I pray it bring forth, Lord, the fruit that only it can bring forth. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Lucy.